Suda. Then the pasuk says, Moyov Sirachetzi, Moyov is like the pot where I wash myself. Ze Gechazi, that goes on Gechazi. Shaloka Liske Rechitza. His chet was on Liske Rechitza when Amon the Melech came to Elisha, he had Sarat, he told him go to the river and wash yourself, and when he came back, Gechazi took presents from him. That was his chet. So he was Loka Aliske Rechitza. He also is lead to me, he will be Zechat Elam Abo. Al Edom Eshlach Nali, on Edom I'll throw my shoe. Ze Doik Adom, he goes on Doik Adomi. Doik Adomi. Not sure what exactly means, but maybe more soon says why. Yep. Olai Pleshus is Rory upon me. Obi to put peace between Pleshus. What does that mean? It goes on Dovra Melech, that killed Golis. Omru Malchi Ashos of Nekodesh Baruch, Rebbeinu Shalom. In Yovoi David, Shoregesa Plishti, Dovra Melech, that killed Golis. For Hoirish es Benecha Gas, he captured Gas away from the Plishtim. That was the hardest land to conquer. They couldn't conquer it from the Plishtim until Dovra Melech came. Matoisaloi. How could you put now, the question is like, how could you put Achitofel, or these two, not Achitofel, how could you put these two into Gan Eden, Rosh says, V'yetzel V'necha, Shinas V'chel, Doeg V'Achitofel, Le'elam Abor. In other words, they, when they were alive, they were enemies of David. So what would David Melech say now, when you bring them to live near him in Le'elam Abor, it's going to bother him. Right? Or Melehen, so the Melech, Hashem said back to Melechim, Olai la'soysen rayim. Don't worry. I'll make peace. I'll make them friendly. That's Olai. His rory means it's up to me. I'll make the peace between David and Achitofel and Doeg and Elam Abur. That was it. Now, Madua soybevo ha'om hazeh Yishlayim, the return to Yishlayim, Meshuvah Nitzchachas. Meshuvah Nitzchachas. They have a winning out return. What does that mean? Omar Rav, Shuva Nitzches Hashivu Knesset Yisrael Novi. When the Novi came to ask the Jews to do Tshuva, they answered him back a winning answer. Well, since it wasn't really a winning answer, but at least Klai Yisrael thought it was. Omar Lehem Novi Yisrael, the Novi at the time of the Churban Abayis Yimiyo, he came to Klai Yisrael and he told them, Chosru B'Tshuva, this is your last chance, it's going to be a Churban Abayis soon, return, do Tshuva. Avoseichem Shechotu Heichenein. Like your fathers that did Averis, where are they? You see, it doesn't pay to remain the Chayta, come back and do Tshuva. Omulem, so Klai Yisrael said back to the Navi, Unviyechem Shloichotu Heichenein. Just where our fathers are, they died. You're a Navi. Where are the Nevi'im from before? I don't see them around anymore. And Mistam didn't do Chatoim, still they're not here. So what's the proof to say our fathers are not here? Shneem Ritzel Naposik, Avoseichem Ayehem, Vanevi'im Al Yerlim Yichyu. Because that's what Klai Yisrael is saying. The Navi says, your father's not here. They said, well, the Nevi'im also not here. So Omelhem, so the Navi answered back to Klai Yisrael something like this. Avoseichem chosnu v'hoidu. That your fathers, they did do tshuva. Shnemer it says, ach tevorai v'chuke asher tzivisi. Es avodah ha-Nevi'im. Knows that your fathers still, they did do tshuva. Therefore, still learn out from your fathers to do tshuva. That's one pshat. Shmuel Omar, what happened was like this. Bo Asor ben Ayodim, 10 people came to the Navi, the Yoshvu Lufonov, and they're sitting in front of the Navi. Omulhen, so the Navi said to them, Chosru b'tshuva, do come and do tshuva. Omuloi, so the 10 people answered back, why? Eved shemachru rabbi, if a master sells his Eved, so the Eved doesn't belong to him anymore. Because Hashem sold us already. So we don't belong to Hashem, we don't have to do tshuva. And the Isha Shagir Shabaila, an Isha that received a get from a husband, finished, have nothing to do with him anymore. So, Klum Yesh Laze Al Ze Klum, does one have to do with the other anything? So, Klai Yisrael said, listen, it's Bizman Achub and Abayis now, Hashem already threw us away. We're not under the possession of Hashem, we don't have to worship him. Omar Loi, so the Navi said, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Navi, Leich Emulem, go and answer like this, Ezeo Sefer Krisus Imchem. Show me where is the get, where is the Sefer Krisus that I gave you, Klai Yisrael. Asher shlachti, that you're complaining, I sent you away. I didn't send you away, you're still my am. Oy mi menoysha asher machati eschem. Where is the buyer that bought you? Lohein babinoseichem nemkantim ufashechem shilchu imchem. You know why you were sold and sent away? Because of the Averis. But really, you're my nation. You're the Yam Hashem. Therefore, what caused you to be sent away? Your averis. So if you want to return, take away the averis, do tshuva, and you'll come back. That was the tshuva they answered back. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu had answered this back. The Klai Yisrael thought they had a tshuva nitzchus. They thought they had a good answer. For Hainu Diyom Rashlan Gur, just like I said, my decision, what's the pasuk say? David Avdi, Nebuchadnezzar Avdi. They say, David my servant, and Nebuchadnezzar my servant. There's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Nebuchadnezzar Rosh Avdi. He's also my servant. It means like this. Why do you call him? Because God of Yidul Lefnei Mishama Vayelam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future. That Shasidim Yisrael Oimer. That Klai Yisrael will come up to the Navi Yim Yo and complain and answer this answer. That Kach Lefneichem. As if to say that why should we return to Hashem? Hashem already sold us. He gave us over to a new Lord. We have a new Ezra. We have a new Master. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now answered that already. Lefikach, therefore, Hiktim HaKadosh Baruch Hu way before the Korah Avdoi. That he called Nebuchadnezzar also his Eved. Nebuchadnezzar was also a slave, a servant to Hashem. Hashem created him also. Therefore, Eved Shekona Nechasim. Eved Lemi, Nechasim Lemi. If an Eved acquires Nechasim, who does it belong to? To the Master. So even if Nebuchadnezzar acquired Nechasim, acquired Klai Yisrael, still we belong back to Hashem. That's not an answer. We still have to do tshuva. Then the Pesach Yecheskel says, what enters your mind will not be. That you say that will be like the goyim, that will serve a wood, the oviv, the even, and a stone. Hashem says, no, you won't go astray. I'll come back. In other words, Hashem will give us punishment. Hashem will give us a churban abayis. But because of that, it'll end up that we will do tshuva. Omer Rav Nachman, Kol ki hai risko lirsoch rachmano alon. This type of an anger Hashem should have. In other words, if that's the only way Hashem could bring us back to do tshuva, is through being angry, giving us punishment, let him do it. But umefrakinon, as long as the end will come out, that he will redeem us, that we will come back to be close to Hashem. For certain times, we have to have punishment to bring us back closer to Hashem. The Yisrula Mishpat Elekov El Elekov Yerenu, that he punished them through Mishpat, and Hashem should teach us. What does this mean? What do I mean Hashem should teach us? Omer Rabba Barbachon Omer Lehen Nevi Yisrael. The Novi said to Klai Yisrael, Chazru B'tshuva, it's time already, come do tshuva. Omrula, they answered back, Einonu Yecholim Yeitzora Shelet Banu. We would love to do tshuva, but it's not possible. We have the Yeitzora burning up in us. We can't leave him. It's too hard for us to do tshuva. Omolehem, so the Navi said back, Yisru Yitzrechem, punish your Yetzer. Force yourself. Omoloi, they said back, Eloikav Yerenu, let Hashem teach us. We can't do it. It's too hard for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzerah. Let him come and teach us how we can rule over our Yetzerah. So clients came to the Hakoro. Just physically, they couldn't do it. Now the Mishnah says, our Bohed Yetzer, who are the four hadyotis? The first one was Bilam. The Mishnah says, Bilam, v'doyeg, v'yachitoyfel, the gechazi. Now, Bilam, what's the name Bilam? It means Bloyam. He's without a nation. In other words, Bilam, he was a guy, but he still wanted to be close to Hashem. He was a Navi, he did what Hashem wanted. But he was not close to his arm. He was not like a regular guy. Adavrach, another pshat is, That's next shot. First shot is Beloyam, without an arm. He didn't have a nation with him. Dovrach, another shot is Bilam Shebolam. He swallowed up an arm, means he wanted to wipe out Klai Yisrael. Rashi, Shebilbu Yisrael b'yetzosoy. He wanted to mix up Klai Yisrael. Gave him bad advice. Yishbolam. Now it says Bilam Ben Bor. What does it mean, Ben Bor? Shebor Al Boyer. That he lived with his animal. That's called Ben Bor. He came on his animal. Tony, we learned who Baor, who Kushan Rishosin, means he had the same bad midas of Kushan Rishosin, somebody came to wipe out Klai Yisrael, who Lavan Arami. And it all comes from Lavan Arami. He was the first one to try to wipe out Klai Yisrael. So it means he had the same traits as they. Baor means Shabu Al Boyer. That Baor means, well, he still lived with animals. Now, even though Bilam was a Navi, And the beginning he was a tzaddik, he was umas olam, but still certain things he couldn't leave over. He was still living amongst the goyim, and that's the way they used to do. To get special ruchos of tumah, they used to hold it's kedai to live with animals. They did it with seichel, in order that they'll have ruach hatumah on them, and they'll be able to do certain things. So he still lived with his animal. Kushan rishosam, the what? Rishatayim. The Ovach Terusha, he did two wicked things for Israel. Achas b'mei Yaakov, this goes on Lovan, he had the meetings of Lovan, that once b'mei Yaakov, he went to kill out Yaakov. For Yaakov, b'mei Shvoit HaShoftim. That's Kushan's Rishatayim, that he wanted to kill them out for Shas HaShoftim. Omar Shmoy, what was his real name? Lovan Arami Shmoy, that was his name. But they all had the same traits, the same imidos. Ksiv, right. Ksiv, it says, Ben Bor, or Ksiv, Benoy Bor. Says he's the son of Bor and Benoy Bor. Omer Reb Yechanan, Oviv, Benoy Huloi, Benavius. That his father was really like his son to Bilam in the Vua. That Bilam was a bigger Navi than his father. Bilam, Hudulo Yosavi, Sukhur Tadiyak. Mishnah says, Bilam, Hudulo Yosavi, Yam Yos, he will not come to Elam Abor. Ho Achriti Yosavi, Mashma, the Goyim will come. So Mashma, Goyim, Umas Elam, have Elam Abor. The Gemara says, "Masnisimah, who's our Mishnah go like Reb Yeshua? Our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yeshua. The time you learned, Reb Lozor Aimer, Yeshua Rishoyim L'Shoyla, Kogoyim Shkeichel Lehim, Yeshua Rishoyim L'Shoyla. The Rishon will come back to the grave. Elu Poishi Yisrael, Kogoyim Shkeichel Lehim, Elu Poishi Yadik Chavim. Dibur Reb Lez. That's Reb Lez holds.
One second."
Yeah, the one. So let's hold that the goyim will not have oilam abor. Is Amalar Yeshua said back to him, "V'chinema b'chol goyim v'loilam nemrela kol goyim shkeichelahim eli yeshuvin rishoyim l'shoyla maninu kol goyim." Means even the goyim also will return and do tshuva. Shkeichelah elohim v'yaf oisye. Notice that umas oilam the goyim will have oilam abor. That's like our Mishnah saying that only not only but Bilam, he was supposed to be an Umas Olam, a tzaddik Umas Olam. He lost it at the end; he turned off. But other goyim will receive Olam Abur. This Rosh Bilam also gave an ice in himself. Omri said Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharim, means he would like to die the death of Yisharim of Yovis. What does that mean to say? He would like to end up in Olam Abur. In Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharim. If I die a normal death, then I will end up like them in Olam Abor. The Imlab, if I do not die a normal death, then Hinini Holech Liyami, I'll end up out of Olam Abor. But yeah, it says, what? He'll go to his own nation, not to Olam Abor. He won't end up in Olam Abor. The Pot says, Vayelchu Ziknei Moyev, Ziknei Midyon. They both went with Bilam. Tony, we learned Midyon and Moyev, Lehoyel Lehem Sholem Yolam. They never had peace between the two of them. So how come all of a sudden here they're coming together to speak to Bilam? Marshal l'shnei klovim, it's like two dogs. Show you beider in one place. Vayitzuvim zelazev, they always argued, they always had fights. But Bozev, the wolf came al echad upon one of them. Omer echad, the other dog said, "Listen, in any oizer, if I don't help out my other dog, hayoyim horagoy, so today he'll kill him. Ulamacha bolai, tomorrow he'll kill me also. So therefore, holchu shnei v'arguazev." The two dogs came together and killed the Zev. Here also, Midyon also came together in order that the Klai Yisrael should not kill them, they should kill Klai Yisrael. That was Ziknei Moyim and Ziknei Midyon. Omer HaPop, Hanu L'Yarmi, and she does people say, Kakushta V'Shunra, a weasel and a cat, of the Hilula Mitar V'Dabish. They'll make a party over the fat of an animal. When a big animal comes to attack them, they'll fight together. The Bishkod. But says, Vayeshvu Sari Moyev in Bilam, the Sari. Yeah, they returned Sori Moyev with Bilam. The Sori Midyon though Lehechon also, where did Sori Midyon go? It says only Moyev. I at the beginning there were two. Kivon the Armalu. Since they said, since Bilam answered back, Lino Poyalila, listen, you stay here tonight. Vashivoyse Yeskim Dover. I'll answer you what Hashem says. So Omer, they were smart. They said, Omer Klum Yesh Av Shoshen Es Benoy. Does a father hate his son? If Bilam is going to ask Hashem what to say, we know we're lost. So I'm going home already. Of course Hashem is going to say not to curse Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Nachman, Chutzpah afilo kalpe Shemaya mani. Even for in Shemayim it helps. The Kosh Baruch listens to it. Meikor eksiv lo yaseh lechi moyim. First Hashem told Bilam clearly, don't go.
But Bilam was a chutzpinik. He still asked Hashem, but maybe I should go. Well, it says at the end, Tziv, kum leichatim. If you want to be a chutzpinik and you don't want to go, what? He told him, you can go. So the chutzpah helped that Hashem let him go. Amr Rosheshis, chutzpah ma'chusab leitaga. Chutzpah is a type of a melech, a king, just you don't have a crown. No, to get your places. Your chutzpah pushes you. The chsiv says, v'necha yoyim racho meshuach melech v'anoshim ela v'yeh. B'nei tzruya kosheru menu. They're harder than me. Amr Rav Yechanan, Bilam chiga baragla v'achasoy. He was lame in one leg. Shnemer says, v'yelech shofi. Shimshain b'shtei raglav. He was lame in two legs. Shnemer says, shfifoin, double oshin, ali orich. Hanoshach ikvesus. Bilam suma b'yachas menu. Bilam was blind in one eye. Hoi, shnemer says, suma ayin. Kaisem b'yamasa. Yossi used to do kaisem, that's kishuf, by his armor. That was also a midah that the Goyim used to do there, and that's the way they brought the Ruach of Tumah upon them, that by his Amma, by his Eva, by his Bris Mila, by the Mila, by him, but that's where they did Kishuf. Ha Yaksiv. Siv Ha says will be a Neufel Aguli Anayim, or Siv Ha Son Vinay Haman Neufel Alamita. Ipper Lai Mazutra Amar, Kaisem Bia Masahoya, Bilam did Kishuf with his Amma. Ma Bred Ravino Amar, Shabu Ala Son. No, it means to say he lived with his donkey. That's the way he received his koyach of tumah to do his kishuf. Man diyom a koysim bi amosi oikudim. I said before, k'demorin. Man diyom ba'al asoynu ha'i k'sivach. It says, kora shachav k'sivachon, ben raglea, kora nafashachav. It means he lived with his donkey. For your day of that, the book says that